Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of brief reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to make a public comment, you may state your name if it's something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so. You do not have to state your name, but as a reminder to our committee members and staff, as always, please state your name before giving your comment or your question. And with that, we'll officially begin tonight's meeting. The day is Tuesday, March 8th, 2022, and the time is 5:34 p.m. With that, Mr. Muhammad, may you please call the meeting to order.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to call Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Muhammadov. With that, I'll take roll call. Mr. Muhammadov?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Thank you to our committee members. We've established quorum. Next, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Muhammadov, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Muhammadov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment, 6 minutes if translation is needed. If there's a member of the public that would wish to make a public comment, you may unmute yourself now. Perfect. If there's no public comments, we'll move forward next with the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and committee members. Mr. Rubalcaba will not be joining us for today or tonight's meeting, but if there's any announcements from our committee members, I'll open up the floor. Perfect. If no announcements, we'll move on to recommended action items, starting with 2A, approval of purchase and installation of a sound system and LED video display for MSA Santa Ana. I'll turn this over to Mr. Sahin.
All right. Good evening, dear board members, colleagues, and all stakeholders. The item in front of you is to get your approval to purchase a sound system and LED wall display for Santana's gym. Where we can adequately equip the gym so they can be part of the CIF officially, and then they can utilize the gym to the maximum capacity. We released two RFPs, one for sound system and one for LED, and then the RFPs are also attached to the report. The company that we would like to, or we are recommending board to approve to purchase and install those items, kind of proposed one proposal to include both of them. The total cost is almost $120,000. And then it was already budgeted. Anything else? Steven also is here, and Spencer, the PE teacher, is also here in this line. Do you guys want to add anything?
Hi, this is Steven Keskinter. Good evening, board members and the community. So I want to add that this is definitely a tool which will increase our student participation in PE activities and any kind of other activities. We are very happy to have that tool. Also, we are becoming more and more a CIF school, and we will have our volleyball games in our gym and basketball games. So that will be also something which is needed. And it's also a lot of a kind of advertisement. With more being in CIF as a CIF school, having more games, I think that will also increase our enrollment. Mr. Solomon, do you want to add things?
You are muted, Spencer. Sorry, you are muted. Here we go.
Yeah, so I'm Spencer Solomon. I'm the athletic director and PE teacher for Magnolia Santa Ana. And yeah, this would be a great addition to the program, not only for us as a school, but also for the sports program, for the teachers, for doing ceremonies, for running assemblies, for doing classwork, coursework, PE work. So really it has so many options for us to use it. Not just a single thing, but it'll really broaden the spectrum of what we can do.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Spencer.
So thank you very much.
If the board has any questions, I am, you know, here to answer.
Thank you, Mr. Sahin and everyone. Is there any questions or comments from members of the public? If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
I have a question. It's Diane. Did we get three bids to do the equipment and the screen?
So we ran the, you know, we released the RFP and then we shared with a couple other vendors, and then fortunately or unfortunately, only this company submitted the bid. We didn't have any other proposal to go with this project. But it was listed, it was posted on our website. We also shared with a couple other vendors that we know that they would do this job.
Okay.
Any further questions?
Yes, thanks, Jennifer. I'm saying, so this is, we're going to be using ESSER funds for this, right?
That is correct.
We already received and it must go for facilities purposes.
A part of the ESSER fund is, and ESSER funds are also allowing us to use that fund towards facility or capital improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So we already checked with the guidance. We already checked with the, you know, ESSER fund guidance and, you know, everything. So everything is good. So we don't have any. Otherwise, we wouldn't take it. We wouldn't bring it to your attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then RFP still can be, people can still can bid till February 18th. We're able to bid until February 18th, right? You opened the RFP for it.
Yes.
Okay, and that period closed?
Yes.
Okay, and then we are moving to the next step now and deciding, you know,
We already as a team, including, you know, Santa Ana staff and the facility department, we already met and then went over the proposal.
Okay.
You know, so we are kind of bringing to your attention, asking your approval to go with this mm-hmm. proposal.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Sain.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions or comments? Perfect. If not, the motion is for the Audit and Facilities Committee to approve and move that the full MPS Board of Directors grants approval to the CEO and Superintendent of MPS to sign the agreement with AVI SPL LLC to purchase and install a sound system and LED video wall for MSA Santa Ana's gym. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mika.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. Moving on, we'll go on to 2B, approval of purchase and installation of three shade structures for MSA Santa Ana. This would also be presented by Mr. Sahin, our project manager.
Thank you, Jen. This is Mustafa Sahin, project manager for Magnolia Public Schools. So this item in front of you is also to get your approval to purchase and install three shade structures. Jen, can you go to the RFP because we also put an a map where to install those three shade structure, because I just would like to kind of show them. Can you go down?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm going down.
Because Santana already had a tent already between gym and the school site. That is number two, which was not in a good shape and which was not installed and built professionally. So after school admin team received the ESSER fund, they were like, okay, let's kind of put a professionally, strong and looks good the shade structure. And then, you know, they decided to put three shade structure. If, you know, you can see on the map, one is on the right side where the elementary school kids are like kind of lining up. And then number two is where the lunch eating area. And number three is right behind of the gym where kids can, like they are planning to put some weightlifting equipment, right, Steven? So they would like to also provide more shaded areas so kids can work on those equipments. So we also released an RFP for this project, and we received two quotes. And we decided to go with universal awning, or we are proposing you guys to approve the universal awning, as we already worked with them for MSA 1 and we have seen their quality work. And then budgetary impact, Santana is still going to use the ESSER fund for this project, and it was already listed on interim 2 budget. Steven, sorry, you unmuted yourself. I just wanted to finish my thought, and then if you want to add anything that if I miss, you can.
Well, this is Steve. I'll just add the fact that we will be presenting the second interim report to the board shortly on Thursday. And so the implications will be detailed in the report, and it has been budgeted. So.
Sorry, Steve, I don't know if it was just me, but your audio cut for like a good 5 seconds. Can you repeat the last part?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to add that the budgetary impact has been incorporated into our 2020-2021 second interim report, which I'll be presenting to the board this week.
Thank you, Steve. Steven?
Hi, this is Steven Keskin-Turk. So yes, as mentioned, the shade structure is for the lunch area, kindergarten area, and then also for the weightlifting area. Just that you know, the current structure is very weak. After each windy day, the cover, the canopy cover is a kind of flying, and this project is very needed so that during summer, hot summer times, but also windy and rainy days, the kids can eat outside, and it gives even the connection to the gym without being outside under the rain. So it's properly measured to make sure that when from the building kids go to the gym, they will not go under the rain. So basically, if any other questions, I'm more than happy to answer.
Right, Jen, that's what we have. If the board members or anyone has this question, you know, we are here to answer.
Thank you, everyone. So is there any questions?
Hi, this is Patrick Ontiveros, General Counsel and Director of Facilities. I'm sorry, I didn't catch this previously, but I think we should add some money to that approved amount to account for any contingency or permitting that we might have to go through. I don't think it's accounted for in that 118. Is that correct, Mustafa?
No, Patrick, if you go up, we already added, but I forgot to mention, but thank you for catching that. It was already mentioned in the report. If you go up the second page, Jen, it's there.
Okay, got it.
We are proposing to reserve $150,000, so $120,000 for the project, and then $30,000 for permitting and then other related costs. Okay, sorry, that's it.
All right, thank you. Is there any questions or comments from members of the public? If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
Yes, Jennifer, could you please scroll down to the bids that we had, the two companies? A quick question. One of the bids had like timelines and start time, end time, but I know we worked with the one that we got. You guys would like to work with the Universal. I just didn't see that much of a detail, but you have a timeline and everything on it, right? For the proposals and bids on this one.
They did not provide the timeline. If you could scroll down, Jenny, a little bit more.
Would it be in Exhibit B?
Probably.
Let me.
Or I have it. I can also share my screen if you want.
Okay, just let me know if it's further down.
It's further down. Because this is still RFP. Yeah, no, this is the other one that we just decided not to go with this company. Go down. This is the second proposal. Go down. More. And then this company proposed almost $200,000. Okay, go down. Okay, so this one. Yeah, go down. So that's the kind of the sample, but there is, go up a little bit. Sorry, that's the last bit. Here we go. They are like walking this, they are very, we work with them in the past for MSA 1 project. But I will definitely get an estimate time for this project to be completed, but they are also pretty quick. They're,
Okay, all right, Mustafa. I mean, it would be great. Sure. Given the crunch in the supply chain all over the world and the materials and this and that, once we sign it, maybe it might be a good idea just to put some sort of timeline on these kinds of things.
Sure.
Opinion.
Yeah, I talked to them today. Actually, we are gonna wait until Thursday after board approves this, and then that will give us clear idea or a clear timeline as to when to complete, the entire project. But I will definitely keep you guys up to date. And then as soon as I get that timeline, I'll share with you. And then maybe next board meeting, I will also give an update.
Okay. I mean, let's do our best to have some sort of timeline before the board meeting, if we can, of course. Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, this is Patrick again. Director of Facilities. So this is their proposal. We would sign this, but we would also be signing an AIA contract, which requires a schedule to be inserted, to be provided from them. So at this stage, notwithstanding that we don't have a timeline from them in writing, the final contract would contain that information.
Thank you, Patrick.
Do you have any idea as to when this project would be started?
I need to check with the vendor as I haven't talked to them when they are going to be able to start. So what I'll do by this Thursday, when we have the board meeting, I will have an update and I'll give you guys a timeline and then when they can start the project.
Any further questions or comments from our committee members? If not, thank you for your questions and for the next steps. So if there's no further questions, the motion is for the facilities support, or sorry, for the Audit and Facilities Committee to approve one, the selection of Universal Awning as the vendor for the installation of three shade structures at the Magnolia Science Academy Santa Ana campus, and to spend up to $150,000, that is $120,000 on the contract with Universal, and $30,000 for contingency and permitting related costs on said project, and to the execution of a contract that staff may negotiate with such vendor. Staff further recommends that the committee recommend and move that the MPS Board of Directors adopt the same. With that, would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mika.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov? Mr. Mohamedov, for your vote?
Yes. Yeah, I'm yes, Jennifer.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. And last, we'll move on to recommended action item 2C, approval to exercise option to extend due diligence contingency period for purchase of 7111 Winnetka Avenue. This will be presented by Mr. Ontiveros, our General Counsel, Director of Facilities.
Good morning. I mean, it's good morning. Sorry. Good evening, committee members and stakeholders. We are requesting that we extend our due diligence period for the purchase of the property at 7111 Winnetka Avenue. As you know, at our December 19th, 2021 meeting, the board approved us to sign a purchase and sale agreement and open escrow for this property. Which we did a few days later on December 22nd. So we have been in escrow since then, since December 22nd. During that time, we've been engaged in due diligence activities. Our principal focus has been on how to make the site work to make the site work. And so in that regard, we've been working with Pacific Charter School Development and Rafael Franco and Associates Architects to look at various concepts for developing this property for MSA 5. We've gone through many iterations and different types of schemes for that purpose. There were several schemes that we looked at, which would have allowed us to do a tenant improvement of the existing building, add some square footage to it in order to, you know, make it a bigger size for the number of students that we want. We've come to the conclusion that that's not a tenant improvement project is not the way to go for this property. You know, given that the existing building sits smack dab in the middle of the property, it's we're very limited in what we could do with the property. So we're still trying to zero in on costs. We looked at ground up construction. Now we're also trying to evaluate a permanent modular construction as a way of saving cost. So we're still in the process of kind of coming to grips with the overall budget to make it work. So we're also concurrently working with our financial advisor, Sean Buck, to help us secure financing for this project. And in that regard, again, we've been working with the finance person over at Pacific Charter School Development, our own in-house finance team, just been working through budgets, different scenarios. Actually, today we had a meeting that I thought was very promising. We presented numbers to John Buck, who in turn is going to present it to a lender on our behalf and see if we can get a term sheet from them for the project. So that is we've definitely made progress, but we need some more time for that. The other, other approval that we're waiting for is from our authorizer, the Los Angeles County Office of Education. When we first opened escrow for this property, we made them aware that we wanted to do this project, wanted to purchase the property, and asked them what approvals we needed. We followed that up with further communications about budget impacts, projections, things of that nature. So we're hoping that before March 22nd, which is the expiration of our first free look period, that we would have some feedback from them as to, is it a approval? Is it a conditional approval? Is it a disapproval? So that is still in play right now. So a lot of balls up in the air. I think we've done a lot of work as far as evaluating this property, from a land use perspective. We got feedback that it's going to be zoned commercial, so it's not a discretionary entitlement. We'll still have to do like a traffic study and things of that nature, but there's no public hearing for somebody to vote it down. So we're comfortable with that. The phase one, the property is clean. There are no environmental issues that we would be concerned about. The soils study, we have one in process right now, but we also have the soil study that the current owner did only a couple years ago. And that one shows there's nothing concerning about the soil there. So any new construction would be standard construction, meaning no export or import of fill, no having to put a foundation on piers. That's what sort of things that I look out for as far as the soils is concerned. So again, to kind of recap where we're at, we've done a good number of due diligence studies. Right now we are waiting for LACO to approve, and we're also waiting to get further down the road with the potential lender. So in order to extend our due diligence period, we need to release $15,000 from escrow. Right now we have $200,000 sitting in escrow as our good faith deposit. In order to extend our due diligence period, which expires on March 22nd, we need to pay for it. The agreement was that we would, in order to do that, we would release $15,000 from escrow. Now, if we were to, let's say, between March 22nd and April 21st, if we said, we didn't get the financing, or the financing didn't work, or whatever, any number of things I suppose could happen, then we would not recoup that $15,000. So we would
In that scenario, we would walk away with $185,000. If we move forward with the project, however, that $15,000 is part of the purchase price. So it would not be an additional $15,000. It would just be $15,000 that we had already released from escrow. So that is the request again to allow us to exercise our option to extend our due diligence period so that we can bring some finality to some of these items that we've been investigating.
Thank you, Mr. Ontiveros. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
Thanks for the update, Patrick. This is Nick Hunt. I just want to say thank you, all of you guys, the C team and yourself, Mustafa, and everybody else for putting an effort and working on this. We met at the site as well. I'll update the board about that visit as well. And thank you for keeping us informed. I know that a lot of stuff is still a bit in the air, but we are trying to get where we need to. Steve's input is and will be very important, and we'll hear that in the coming weeks, and we'll have meetings about this. But overall, I like the idea of having a potential facility in the valley, and look forward to working on everything else. Thanks for putting all this together, guys.
Sure. Any further questions or comments?
I'll just add that absolutely we want to do our due diligence and make sure this is something that's reasonable. We've got meetings set up with the county office, as well as the lender. So we're gonna be looking at this thing in multiple ways and make sure that it's feasible from a financial standpoint and from a practical standpoint. So we're gonna make sure we do our due diligence with that. And so looking forward to sharing additional information as it becomes available.
Thank you for that. Any further questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. If not, the motion is for the committee to approve one, the exercise by MPS of its option under the certain purchase and sale agreement signed by MPS dated as of December 15, 2021 for the purchase of the property located at 7111 Winnetka Avenue to extend its contingency due diligence period for one 30-day period from March 22, 2022 to April 21, 2022. And in conjunction therewith, to the release by MPS of $15,000 from the escrow established for the aforementioned transaction as consideration for the exercise of the extension option, and three, the execution by the MPS CEO and superintendent or his designees of such documents and instruments as may be necessary to undertake and complete the foregoing actions. Staff further recommends that the committee recommend and move that the MPS Board of Directors adopt the same. With that, would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekhan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohammadov. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohammadov?
Yeah.
Yes. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. At this moment of time, I wish everybody a happy National Women's History Month. And I'll pass it on to Mr. Mohammadov if he may adjourn the meeting. The time is 6:08 p.m.
Yes, thanks for that reminder. Happy International Women's Day, all of you. And thanks for reminding that, Jennifer. I would like to adjourn our scheduled Magnolia Public Schools audit and meeting. Thanks everyone for coming.
Thank you everyone. Have
Thank you.
Good night.
Night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.